It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It is the national news for week commencing June 1, 2025. And this week, WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. WIA's AR Magazine's Editor-in-Chief, VK2ZRH Roger Harrison, and new RAOTC correspondent Peter, VK7PD. I'm Graham, VK4BB, and there's lots more in this week's WIA National News Service.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia. Dreaming, believing, achieving.
This is WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Last Wednesday evening, the WIA board convened and elected this year's office bearers. This is done on the first meeting after the WIA AGM has been held. President is Scott Williams, VK3KJ. Vice President is Peter Schrader, VK4EA. Secretary is Peter Klee, VK8ZZ. Congratulations to all on your positions. The WIA board has proven to be a very cohesive team which works well together alongside all the WIA volunteer committees and working groups for the benefit of all WIA members. The AGM held in Bendigo in early May had several questions asked of the board, and one in particular was about the WIA grants program. Given the WIA's current consistent and positive financial position, the board has decided to reinvigorate the grants program. Keep a lookout for some welcomed and exciting news on this to be released shortly. Interest from WIA-affiliated clubs to host the AGM next year has already been received. This is excellent news as the WIA will work with the successful host to make it a fun-filled weekend for all attendees. If you have some special skills or feel that you can offer one of our many committees some of your time, then please contact the WIA office to lodge your interest. A number of WIA members and directors attended and have recently returned from the Dayton Hamvention held in Xenia, Ohio, USA. If you enjoy hamfests, then this one needs to be on your bucket list. Hamvention is not just a hamfest. It's a ham radio conference with a classic flea market, to evening dinners for different interest groups, including the DX dinner and contest dinner, where this year about 500 people attended each evening. Individuals and groups are given awards, such as De-Expedition of the Year, or inductions into the De-Expeditioners and Contesters Hall of Fame. During the day, Hamvention has a continual stream of forum talks in several auditoriums and function rooms. The topics are various, with interests for everyone. This year was another exceptional weekend, with near-perfect weather and a record number of attendees over the three-day event, officially being 36,814. Amongst those numbers were three WIA directors, President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, Chris Dimitrivic, VK3FY, and myself, Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Whilst at Hamvention, we met with ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, IARU President Tim Allum, VE6SH, and several of the other IARU member society officials. Discussions included the new IARU proposals to amalgamate Youth in Amateur Radio, increasing membership and retention of members, along with numerous other topics. Meetings on Zoom sessions is great, but actually meeting in person adds a higher level of friendship with our peers. The recent proposal from IARU to amalgamate the three IARU regions, Region 1, Region 2 and Region 3, has many talking and proposals taking place. The WA board, along with IARU Region 3 officials and other delegates, will be meeting shortly to discuss different options for the future of the IARU structure. Important news for WIA-affiliated clubs is in the coming weeks, the WIA board will announce the date for the next Club Information Zoom meeting. If you have any topics for discussion or questions for the meeting, please send them to WIA headquarters in Bayswater via email. For now, 7-3 from Lee, VK3GK.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. I sincerely trust that those members on what is known as the early list have thumbed through the latest issue and decided which article they're going to read first. All right, I confess, there's no early list. Once the Ready Rat magazines left the mailing house last week, it's all up to Australia Post. If you're waiting, you can always download the electronic issue, which was posted to the WIA webpage early last week. For those of you who believed that working the long path to Europe on 6 metres was pretty much the ultimate DX, or perhaps Moon Bounce was in that class, you may have to think again. This issue, we have an article on receiving signals from NASA's Deep Space Network spacecraft with amateur equipment. Trevor Benton, VK4AFL, relates how he went about receiving signals from spacecraft in the vicinity of Jupiter. And no, he doesn't do it using a gigantic dish on an ugly tower in his backyard. Trevor's come a long way since the days when he wanted to hear Sputnik on 20 megs with a shortwave receiver. For those of you philosophising over the state of amateur radio today, past WAA President Justin VK7TW has penned a thoughtful article about how the popular digital mode software suite, WSJT, and its successor WSJTX, has democratised amateur radio, invigorating activity among existing licensees and empowering potential newcomers to become involved in the hobby. Stepping back a century, Fred Swainson, VK3DAC and VK4FE, tells a tale from the historic QSL Bureau about radio hero 3ZN, before the days of our VK callsign prefix, was at the forefront of using ever shorter wavelengths 100 years ago. Yes, folks, there's always something new and different to read about in every issue of Amateur Radio Magazine. More guts, less gab. Serving Australian amateurs since 1933. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for WIA News.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. First up, from the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio reports that the US House of Representatives have just passed a massive reconciliation bill with spectrum provisions relevant to amateur radio. Within 2 years, not less than 600 megahertz must be identified from between 1.3 and 10 gigahertz for reallocation to commercial use for broadband services. With regard to amateur spectrum, the bands that potentially could be subject to consideration for reallocation under this legislation are 13 centimetres, 2300 to 2310, and 2390 to 2450 megahertz, and 5 centimetres, 5650 to 5925 megahertz. It is to be emphasised that these provisions have been passed by the House, but key US senators have not agreed to some aspects and have stated their intention to modify these provisions as the bill moves through Senate consideration. Still with the US government, we've mentioned in the past how VOA and other broadcasters have been forced to close after decrees by the Trump administration. One eagle-eyed WIA national news viewer, Peter Marks, VK3 Tango Papa Mike, has directed us to an ABC Radio National Rear Vision program, an excellent documentary about VOA's history and contribution. You can hear it on the ABC Listen app or search for ABC Rear Vision VOA to find it on the web. Sedona is an Arizona desert town near Flagstaff that's surrounded by red rock buttes, steep canyon walls, and pine forests, and radio-wise is considered very quiet. Sedona resident Richard Factor has spent a lifetime using ham radio to contact every country on Earth except for North Korea. He's now hoping to connect with other planets after SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, installed two laser SETI stations on his roof to scan the skies for laser pulses originating outside the solar system. Laser SETI is a constellation of instruments, so it's basically identical stations that we're putting at several places around the world, so we can search for laser pulses coming from extraterrestrial civilizations, Laser SETI project manager Frank Marchis, PhD, said. We can assume that if a civilization is more advanced than us, they have developed this technology that allows them to create powerful lasers, and those powerful lasers could be used to communicate between stations, or to basically accelerate a spacecraft. If you look in the sky, if there is such a civilization, we may be able to detect them if we're aligned with the line of sight of their laser. To South Africa, the results of the May 2025 RAE were communicated with the candidates on Saturday, 17th of May. Unlike here, over there, only a few set examination dates annually. Noel Zulu Romeo 6 Delta X-ray, the RAE manager, says that 70 people paid to write the exam, but 17 of these people did not arrive at the exam centre. 48 candidates passed the exam, with 5 candidates not making the grade. Well done to the successful candidates, and all the best to the candidates for the next exam, not until November. From Newsreader to Newsreader. Unlike this WIA National News Service, which has a singular team reading for Australia and the world, in the UK, each transmitter has its own reader. So, as you would imagine, a huge drain on resources. One such reader is ANIC. ANIC Morris, Mike Zero Hotel Delta Echo, began reading the news for GB2RS in July 2004. To listeners, her weekly broadcasts may sound the same as any other newsreader, however, there's one fundamental difference. This is because she is a white stick operator and uses a braille computer to enable her to read the script live on air. Before each broadcast, ANIC will download the script using a laptop computer which has screen reading software installed onto it. When this is complete, she transfers the script using a memory stick onto her braille computer, which she then uses to read the script on the air. The braille comes up under ANIC's fingers line by line, and she uses cursor keys to operate the braille display, which navigates her through the document. According to minutes released from a recent ARRL executive committee meeting, ARRL has suggested that its influence with the IARU could become limited should the proposed IARU restructuring plan be adopted. Within the current structure, ARRL serves as the International Secretariat of the IARU Administrative Council. This gives ARRL the ability to nominate both the President and Vice President of the IARU Administrative Council. Member societies from each country then vote on the nominations. The current IARU restructuring plan suggests a flatter structure that gives direct power to the member societies in the form of a General Assembly. The member societies would elect officers and board members directly without the nominations put forth by ARRL. In short, ARRL would transition from nominating officers to simply being one vote out of roughly 160 member societies that make up IARU. In the meeting minutes, ARRL noted that the League is the primary financial backer of IARU and had calls scheduled to further discuss the matter. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Contest wise now, 2025. Russian WW multi-mode contest. 1200 hours Zulu, May 31 to 1159 hours Zulu, June 1 UTC. CWSSB RITI, BPSK. 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Next weekend, VCash Shires contest, 7th and 8th June. Now, before entering, you have to read a few web pages. Probably the easiest for listeners will be to read this week's text edition of this WIA National News and visit the VCash Shires page under contests at wia.org.au. Why? Updated rules and current Shires lists are both up on the WIA website. The links, of course, in the text edition. I have also uploaded a simple contest checklist for anyone interested in trying a contest for the first time. Also, links to the latest logging software is given. The preferred logging programs for this contest, N1MM and VKCL-4.15. The contest is open to home and portable stations, including single operators, rovers and multi-operators. Then remember to upload your Cabrillo 3 log. NZ Street Key Night will be held Sunday, 8 June, from 0800 hours to 0900 hours UTC on 80 metres. VHF UHF Field Days, Winter 2025, Saturday 21 June through Sunday 22 June. IARUHF World Championship. The 24-hour IARUHF World Championship starts at 1200 hours UTC on Saturday 12 July and ends at 1159 hours UTC on Sunday 13 July. Trans-Tasman Looping Contest, 19 July. Yoda Contest, 2025, 19 July, 29 December. RSGB Iota Contest, July 26 to July 27. Remembrance Day Contest. This contest is held every year on the anniversary of the end of World War II, in honour of the Australian amateurs who lost their lives in wartime. Next contest, 16th and 17th August. Oceania DX, OCDX Contest. The OCDX contest is Oceania's only international-style contest, where contacts with stations all over the globe are able to participate. The contest runs over the first two full weekends in October and has SSB, CW and SWL categories. Now the DX window to the world. Celebrating the Georgia Amateur Radio Club's 75th anniversary, four special call signs have been activated by DARC until 31 October. DC7, D5D, DD7, DK7 and DR75DARC. QSLs by the Bureau or direct to DL2VFR. It was 25 years ago, but we do remember you. Special event to honour the victims of 9/11. New York City, Shanksville, PA and Washington, DC. September 06-0001 UTC, ending Thursday, September 12-23-59 UTC. Many members of the Alabama Contest Group will activate K4A for the fifth year. This year's event will be called 9/11 We Do Remember. SSB, FT8, CW and RTT on all bands 160 through 10 metres, including WAC bands. 8K3 EXPO is on the air until October 13, 1.8 MHz to 10 GHz. Draws attention to the Osaka World Expo. Well, you may not work them, but you may hear them. Once again, Italian radio amateurs have been authorised to use the 40 MHz band until the end of the year. They are allowed to operate from 40.660 MHz to 40.700 MHz with a maximum power of 10 watts. The Italian regulator has given permission until 31 December, also for 70.1, 70.2 and 70.3 MHz. For WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. We begin this week with word that a US task force, by its own admission, is ill-prepared to cope with the wide-ranging impact of a solar storm. This news comes on the anniversary of the Gannon Storm, the most powerful geomagnetic storm to hit Earth in two decades. Several critical failures came to light at the conclusion of a two-day drill conducted in early May to assess US agencies' readiness in such a crisis. The drill staged a simulated crisis of several CMEs hurtling towards Earth, creating widespread power and communications outages, radio blackouts, and radiation hazards for NASA astronauts on a lunar mission. According to the report, government agency protocols were shown to be weak and without effective inter-office coordination. The report praised the exercise for identifying these issues and called for, among other things, development of an advanced warning system and sophisticated space weather satellite systems. Worldwide special interest groups, Final Frontier. Are you an Aussie school thinking of having a contact with the ISS? Maybe the go-to group would drop an email to secretary at amsat-vk.org. Also, it would be a good idea to keep an eye and ear on current contacts taking place. Many times, a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream, or, heaven forbid, run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of their live stream URL. But ARIS has you covered. You can always check live.aris.org/ to see if a school is live streaming. And, as always, if there is an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as a part of the safety protocol. Starting on June 12, 2025, the NASA Spot the Station website will no longer provide ISS sighting information, per a message recently sent out. This means no information on sighting opportunities provided on the website, nor will users subscribed via the website receive email or text notifications. Instead, anyone interested in this kind of information will have to download the mobile app for iOS or Android. AMSAT reports that the repeater aboard the Hades ICM satellite will be active. Starting this month, June, the FM repeater will initially be active on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays, 145.875 MHz uplink and 436.666 MHz downlink. Separately, Hades R is in continuous operation with a 145.925 MHz uplink and a 436.888 MHz downlink. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. ZC4RH is on the British Sovereign Area on Cyprus. IOTA number AS004 from the 14th through to the 20th of June, using CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4 on 40 through to 6 metres. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Military, the UVB-76 buzzer. Have you heard it? This Russian shortwave station has transmitted a monotonous buzzing sound since at least 1982. Broadcasting on 4625 kHz, the signal occasionally interrupts its distinctive buzz with Russian voice messages consisting of numbers and names. Nobody outside Russian military circles knows its true purpose, though theories range from maintaining communication channels during nuclear attacks to tracking atmospheric conditions. The station briefly went offline in 2010, only to return with increased activity that continues to baffle listeners worldwide. And not only, but also, Cuban spy number station HM01. Currently active, this digital number station broadcasts automated Spanish number sequences alongside bursts of encrypted data. The signal originates from Cuba and is believed to communicate with intelligence agents operating in North America. These transmissions continue unabated, suggesting ongoing espionage activities. The station uses modern digital modes alongside traditional voice numbers, showing the evolution of these secretive communication methods. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Philately. Luxembourg issues postage stamp for IARU centenary. 100 years ago, Radio Amateur du Luxembourg was among the organisations representing radio amateurs from 23 nations at the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union in Paris. Celebrating the centenary and showing pride in Luxembourg's role, the Post Philately of Luxembourg has issued a postage stamp and a matching postal card marking the anniversary. The stamp will be released in the weeks ahead and will be available for purchase at the Radio Amateur du Luxembourg booth at Ham Radio Friedrichshafen later next month. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Old Timers. We at the news desk must thank Clive, VK6CSW, for his many years of never failing to deliver the Old Timers section here. We say that as this week the new old-timer on the block joins us, Peter.
Hello everyone, this is Peter, VK7PD, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia June Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the latest club news, first up is an article entitled Why CDs Failed the Test of Time, read by John, VK3MK. This will be followed by a timely reminder regarding a subject that seems to have fallen into disuse these days, and that is on-air etiquette, read by Ron, VK3AFW. In addition, there will be details on the upcoming Perth RAOTC luncheon. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike are most welcome to listen to the program and join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmission times and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suits you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club's website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the June RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Peter, VK7PD.
Thanks and welcome, Peter. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur, Young Timers, Yota, Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. A ninth grader from Ukraine has developed his own technology for manufacturing antennas for controlling UAVs. The world of electronics was discovered for youngster by his father, who became his mentor and scientific supervisor. The boy assembled his first device at the age of 7, so amateur radio became one of his many hobbies. At the age of 11, with the support of his parents, he received an amateur radio license and the corresponding call sign, which allowed him to work on the radio. We won't share his call sign out of respect for his safety. Since then, the world has lost its borders. The lad in a war-ravaged country can now forget the war while communicating with radio amateurs around the world. Like most radio amateurs, my dad and I made all these antennas and additional equipment ourselves, gaining new knowledge and experience, he said. The schoolboy was prompted to search for new technologies by the war, namely the urgent need to manufacture antennas designed to control UAVs on non-standard frequency ranges and via a repeater. According to this young ham, there is an advantage of his technology to allow for manufacturers of lightweight and durable antennas with high precision, not only in the form of flat structures, but also in the form of complex three-dimensional models. Such an antenna is extremely flexible and does not require special expensive equipment, and the process from theoretical calculations of a new product to receiving a small batch of antennas takes less than a day, the ninth grader added. For WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
And thanks to you, Alec. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Software for Hams. PortablePlanet.com is a web application that allows portable satellite operators to calculate their transmit and receive frequencies and find mutual passes. The web application can be added to your iOS and Android devices and can be used offline. This application should help portable satellite operators easily determine what frequency to transmit and receive at on a linear transponder satellite when operating without computer control. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, wia.org.au.
Social scene, it's at 8, and next weekend's events in VK2, the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 49th Annual Field Day Weekend, Warhope Showground, June 7 and 8, and in VK5, the SERG Convention and Fox Hunting Championship.
G'day, it's John, VK5DJ for the Southeast Radio Group. The SERG Convention and Fox Hunting Championship is nearly here. The fox hunters are prepared and the program is set for the 7th and 8th of June, but now it's a reminder for day trippers on Sunday the 8th of June who are interested in stocking up on goodies, including new gear from two very well-known retailers and, of course, the pre-loved gear on the trading tables. It's a great time to catch up with the people behind the voices. On Sunday, doors open for visitors at 9:30 a.m. Remember to bring your home brew for the competition. Simple or complex, every exhibitor has a good chance of a prize. Check out the Convention 2025 Surge webpage for details.
Thanks, John. Now, until next week, I'm Graham, VK4BB, editor of your WIA National News Service. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.